We're going to link together harvest, where we're thinking about God's provision in our lives in the physical, with that life that we've been challenged about through that drama. And just want us to think about this morning, really, what we're building our lives on, and whether we are building our lives on sand or on that rock that is Jesus. This is actually from the end of Sermon on the Mount. We've been following that through. We've had a few breaks and missed a few bits, and we may go back to some of these bits. But I just wanted to just do this last bit of the Sermon on the Mount because it ties in well with what we're thinking about this morning. So just because we have missed a few bits for a few weeks, just a reminder, really, that this is just the most amazing preach that you'll ever hear, not this one, the one that Jesus gave in Sermon on the Mount, where he talks about the beautiful attitudes of life and also our behaviours. And Jesus really sets out for us how to live a life that's like him. And it starts with those beautiful attitudes. You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there is more of God and his rule. You're blessed when you feel lost. What is most dear to you, only then can you be embraced by the one most dear to you. You're blessed when you're content with just who you are, no more, no less. That's the moment you find yourselves proud owners of everything that can't be brought. You're blessed when you've worked up a good appetite for God. He's food and drink in the best meal that you'll ever eat. You're blessed when you care. At the moment of being careful, you'll find yourselves cared for. You're blessed when you get your inside world, your mind and heart put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. You're blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete or fight. That's when you discover who you really are and your place in God's family. The Beatitudes from the Message. And it just speaks about those attitudes, that approach to life. And it goes on in the sermon to talk about the behaviours and these impossibly high standards of behaviour that Jesus sets out, and they're only possible with God in us and with God's grace in our lives. And he talks about the whole of life as we live on earth, and how with God in us we can live differently, and of course then bear fruit in his kingdom. And right then at the end of his talk, when he's talked through these attitudes and these behaviours, He sums it up by saying, therefore, what are you going to build your life on? Are you going to listen to my words, or are you going to kind of go your own way? These words I speak to you are not incidental additions to your life, homeowner improvements to the standard of your living. They are foundational words, words to build a life on. If you work these words into your life, you're like a smart carpenter who built his house on solid rock. Rain poured down, the river flooded, a tornado hit, but nothing moved that house. It was fixed to the rock. But if you just use my words in Bible studies and don't work them into your life, you're like a stupid carpenter who built his house on a sandy beach. When a storm rolled in and the waves came up, it collapsed like a house of cards. So again, just great words from the carpenter, the guy who spent actually most of his life working with wood and building things with his dad. And so he knew what proper construction looked like, and he knew that what he was talking about when he uses this phrase. And as Mark's sketch challenges us, the most fundamental question is are we basing our life on Jesus? Are we putting Jesus as the center of our rock? And as Mark invited us, if we're not sure about that, if we haven't really done that in our hearts, then today is a great day to make that change and make that start. But I've also been challenged. I was challenged particularly initially through New Wine around building and building on that rock. Because in truth, we're all living our life. Every day we live our lives. And so whether we are conscious or not conscious about it, we are building. We're making stuff in our lives because we're doing things, we're speaking things, we're thinking things. And so we are building our lives. The question is, on what are we building? And so we have this challenge of building on sand, and some pretty horrific pictures of of houses that whose foundations were not secure enough when the storms came. And of course, that can be, just as that sketch illustrated, it can be that we put our trust in being wealthy or looking good. Or I think Ben's was actually really interesting, because Ben was the one who studied, he'd looked at stuff, but he hadn't actually done anything about it. He hadn't actually bought his ticket. He'd read about his trip. He studied about the trip, but he hadn't put anything into practice. And perhaps with Ali's word for us this morning, again, that challenge about having God in us and then living that life, putting those words into practice in our lives. I had a little reminder about this yesterday when I went up to an event to do with a charity that I got to know in Bristol when I was working up in Bristol. I really liked the charity and what they do. Lovely Christian guy runs this charity, mentoring disadvantaged young people. So I went up to this event, and there was this guy, there was lots of people there I knew, and one guy who's always really keen to speak to me. And so I went up to him and said, "Hi, nice to see you." And he pretty much blanked me. And I was kind of reflecting kind of why he did that, and realized that it's because I don't have the job anymore, the job title anymore. I used to have a really grand job title. I used to be director of education. Whoa. And he was really keen to speak to me. He was really keen to be known by me. And now I don't have that job title. That's not what I do. He didn't want to know. And it was a really good little reminder to me about building, what am I building my life on? And okay, maybe my main house is built on the rock, but sometimes I think we build extensions on the sand, and maybe little extensions of, it's nice to be important, and my status is a nice little extension that I've got on the side of my house. Or maybe it is our looks, and for young people, such a pressure to look the right way, to be the right skinniness or slimness, or to be really attractive or have muscles or whatever. There's loads of rubbish that the world chucks at us, which says, build your life on this, look like this, do this, have this status, earn this amount of money, be like this, and then you can have a beautiful house. But in truth, what Jesus says is all those things, they may look fantastic for a while, but at some point, the sands will come in, the winds will come in, the water will come in, and those things get eroded, and they just go. And yesterday was a, you know, God little nudge, especially as you knew I was talking on this, of just pointing out to me that that's just gone. That was just a moment, and the wind's blown and blown it away, and it's gone. If that is the foundation of what I'm building, then it's not good. So I think it's really good for us to think about what are we building, and to be intentional about building our lives on Jesus. It doesn't just happen. It's something that we have to make choices, daily choices, about what we're doing. There are loads of really good kind of guides to this kind of thing, but there's a list I came across over the summer, which I really quite liked. And so I'm just going to whiz through this. R.T. Kendall, who's really good Bible teacher, he has these 10 top tips. So firstly, walk in forgiveness, that we'll celebrate in a minute what Jesus has done for us. And we have the opportunity to be forgiven. And sometimes we hang on to stuff and we leave it too long. God says, keep short records. Go to God when we're aware that we've messed up, and we will mess up. Get forgiven quickly. But also, having been forgiven people, we need to forgive others. And we need to be people who are generous in forgiving and not holding things against other people. Secondly, those habits of reading his word. When we look at Jesus' life, he was just quoting scripture all the time, or living out scripture, fulfilling scripture in his life. And we too can be people who, when the enemy's having a go, can just speak out scripture and also fulfill the things which God has lined up for us. And just that time with him in conversation, in prayer with him, opportunity this Thursday to do that together. Be accountable. That's quite an interesting one. I think I'm not necessarily very good at, but I think it is really a good principle that we can choose to be accountable to someone else. And we can choose to say, look, I'm trying to build something this year. I want to grow this year. I want to produce some fruit this year for God's kingdom. And I know that one of the things I'm bad at is praying or serving or reading the Bible or whatever. Then choose to make yourself accountable to someone who can say to you in a couple of weeks' time, so did you get around to reading the Bible every day? And just it's good to have that accountability with one another. Walk in the light that God has given you. This is one of Bob's phrases, isn't it? Do not doubt in the dark what God, what you've seen in the light. But also the challenge to live out the things that God's shown us. That God has, for each of us individually, there are things that we've heard from God, that we've understood, we've had that revelation for us. And sometimes we can slip back on those things. We can. It's almost as if we'd never heard them. And the challenge is that we live to the level that God has revealed stuff to us and given us stuff, that we live in the reality and in the truth of those, and we live in that degree of freedom that God has given us, and we don't allow the enemy or even our own laziness or whatever to take us back from that place that God has taken us to, and then God will take us further. Submit to Scripture so that the Scripture is the plumb line of our lives, and we always weigh stuff up by that, and submit in the sense of, again, are we prepared to follow what God says in his word? And if we're challenged when we read something, are we prepared to follow and obey? Again, interesting one. Welcome counsel, and perhaps again the one that we maybe are less good at, correction from godly people. So the people that we look to, the people that we really rate and trust, and it's really good to seek their counsel and to get their advice and support, but also to be prepared to be corrected. Are we people who are open to learning, to thinking, actually, well, I used to think that, but now, having thought that through, I'm growing into this new aspect, new revelation, new understanding, and I'm going to leave some old understanding behind. We need to be people who are prepared to learn and be changed. These are two really interesting ones. If I put them together, I'm still thinking these two through. Pursue not only the fruit of the Spirit, but also the gifts. Pursue not only the gifts, but also the fruit. And again, there's a whole study in that about the gifts of the Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit. And of course, the fruits of the Spirit are not things that we can make happen. They happen. We are fruitful when we follow God and when God is in our lives and when we obey him and are filled by his Spirit. And so it's interesting that we want both. We want those gifts that he's got for us, and we want to be people who make a difference, who are fruitful in his life. Again, this one challenged me. Care deeply about what Jesus will say at the judgment seat. So if you've given your life to Jesus, you are saved. You will have a place in heaven. That's amazing. But there is also that challenge to us that God is going to look back at our lives on earth and look at what we've done with our lives. And he will ask us some sharp questions. And there's some stuff that I probably thought was really important that God won't even mention. It will just be another bit of sand, another wind have gone and come and gone. And there'll be other moments probably that I can't even remember that thought were completely unimportant, like hugging that guy in the street, which I suspect will be written in heaven because it was one of God's moments and it was an eternal thing that mattered to God more than a lot of other stuff. So we want that phrase, don't we? Good and faithful servant, well done for a life well led. And that's a challenge to us to be available to God and to follow God. And to want to make the most of the opportunity, the life that we have, however long that is on earth right now, and to develop that sensitivity to the ways of the Spirit. Again, Jesus did what he heard the Father saying via the Holy Spirit. And again, for us to live that fruitful life, it is about being more and more attuned to what the Holy Spirit is saying. So I thought that was a really interesting list. It's quite a good one to chew over and think about. So leave you to think about that in terms of how you're building your life. And those of us who went to New Wine were really blessed by a series of talks by John Mark Comer there's different phrases for this, spiritual disciplines, spiritual habits, spiritual formation. And so we're going to have a look at some of those through this autumn. And again, there's these kinds of habits that we can develop in our lives which will help us be available and build our lives on the rock, and there are others as well. Again, those of us who were Christians in the 70s and 80s remember Celebration of Discipline, Richard Foster. That was a really seminal book, but there's loads of others about how to, the kind of things in our lives that we can build in that make positive habits for us to build our lives on Jesus, the rock. So the challenge that I felt God has given me and I'm going to share with you is when we look back 12 months time back on this last year and we come back to harvest this time next year, will I have grown? Will I have built more of the house on the rock, or have wasted time on extensions on the sand? My desire is to build more of the house on the rock and to be more fruitful for his kingdom. Over this next 12 months. And all we have to do actually is to be available to be willing. And then as we have those nudges and we notice through by the Holy Spirit what God is, the Father is putting our way, that we respond, we obey and step into those places. So I do feel that for us, this is a new season of new leadership, strength and leadership. We're in our second decade in this place. There's a kind of reset, a new season for us here. And the opportunity for us individually and together is to step into that and to step forward and allow God to build his church in this way through building our lives individually on the rock. So as we move into communion, I want us to use this opportunity then to perhaps to rededicate, to ask God to build, help us to build our lives. Perhaps of the things that you're aware of that probably are extensions on the sand, that this is a chance to put those down and to allow those to just fall away. And let's focus in on the stuff that matters, the stuff that counts in our lives.